Hello, children. Welcome to Spring Branch Academy, where we are instilling wisdom and inspiring worship in every student to the glory of God. We're learning about the theology of Revelation, that God reveals himself through his works, his words, and his word, in general revelation, special revelation, and more of himself over time in progressive revelation. Last week we learned that prophecy is when God puts his words in the mouth of a man. Inspiration is when God puts his words in the pen of a man. Today we're going to learn about the evidence of inspiration. In other words, if the Bible is true, if the Bible is the word of God, what would be true about it? Well, it would be infallible, without fail. It would be inerrant, without error. It would be impeccable, without sin. It would be wholly able, wholly true, and wholly right. There's almost a beat to this. Infallible, inerrant, and impeccable. Infallible, inerrant, and impeccable. Infallible, inerrant, and impeccable. Infallible, inerrant, and impeccable. And the proof of inspiration, though, is something different than the evidence. Something may be infallible, but not the word of God. Something may be inerrant or impeccable, but not necessarily would it be the word of God. A grocery list might be without error. So the proof of inspiration is something deeper and more personal that the Holy Spirit alone enables us to ascertain and discern the qualities that are in the Bible as the word of God. The Bible bears witness to itself in the Spirit. The Bible bears witness to itself that it is inspired. That's self-attesting or self-authenticating. And Jesus said, if anyone is willing to do his will, the will of God, he will know of the teaching. He will know of the teaching, whether it is of God or whether, as Jesus said, I spoke from myself, as if it was just from man. And he, of course, is God as well. In language, we learn that beginning a foreign language is with vocabulary and syntax and practice. A pile of words and play by the rules and practice, practice, practice. And the parts of speech. Nouns and pronouns, verbs and adverbs, adjectives and interjections, prepositions and conjunctions, nouns and pronouns, verbs and adverbs, adjectives and interjections, prepositions and conjunctions. A noun is a person, place, or thing. A proper noun is when we name a particular person, place, or thing. Those nouns, the proper nouns, get a capital letter. And I bet your name is a proper noun and starts with a capital letter, doesn't it? The call of Abraham was when his life, his journey of faith began. God called him and said, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Those last four lines are so important. I will bless those who bless you. And the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. After 11 chapters of curses in Genesis, 5 curses, I believe, to be exact. Now, in these 3 verses, come 5 mentions of blessing. God is going to unilaterally bless the world in the seed of Abraham. And, of course, the New Testament tells us that's Jesus. Today is our last week for Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Give ear and hear the words of the wise, and set your heart to what I know. For words are pleasant when they arise, assembled and ready from down below. That in the Lord may be your trust, I teach you now today, I must. Have I not written to you 30 words in counsel and information, that you may learn, that you may answer the truth in recitation? Do you see a master crafter, unknown now, but not hereafter? Do you see a master crafter, unknown now, but not hereafter? All things considered equal, children. The cream rises to the top. Those who do good work get noticed in time. Hopefully, you're doing your work to be pleasing to the Lord, and you're allowing Him to exalt you at the right time, rather than seeking to promote yourself. The cardinal numbers, or natural numbers, are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, etc. The ordinal numbers, meaning the numbers in order, are 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and so on. The numerals are how we then write numbers. It could be Roman numerals of I, 2 I's, 3 I's, IV, and a V. But I much prefer the Hindu Arabic numbers that we use when we write down the numbers 1, 2, 3 that you know already. Let's go to the number zoo. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Even numbers never end. 1, 3, 5, and 7. Odd ones also count to heaven. Meaning, the even numbers go on and on and on. And so do the odd numbers. But if you divide the odd numbers by 2, there's always an odd man left out. The integers include the negative numbers and 0. As well as the positive numbers I just mentioned of 1, 2, 3, 4, the natural counting or cardinal numbers. So with the negative numbers, if you start from 0, it would go backwards. Negative 1, negative 2, negative 3, negative 4, negative 5. Or if you go from 0 upward, it would be 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I kind of like to think of it as a countdown to 0 and then a count up. As when the rocket's going to go off. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. That would be negative 10, negative 9, negative 8, negative 7, negative 6, negative 5, negative 4, negative 3, negative 2, negative 1, 0. In science, last week we learned that the three big sciences, physics, chemistry, and biology only have 2 myths. Evolution in biology and the Big Bang in physics. But there is no myth in chemistry. A myth is a story of origins that a culture tells on how things all began. Neither of these myths is true. And here's why. There are 3 mysteries at least in modern science. The origin of motion, the origin of life, the origin of mind. With regard to the Big Bang, how can motion from a point come from non-motion? How, and regarding evolution, how can life come from non-life? And regarding the mind, how can the mind come from things that don't think? As we said last time, modern thought assumes you can get a greater from a lesser. And here we have qualitative leaps into something new. When the Bible announces that God creates, and He alone creates, meaning brings about something totally new. That's what the word create means. And the Bible says, the Bible only uses that word for God. God originated motion. God originated life. And God originated man. God is the creator. And what a blessed thing that is to worship the creator. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 10, and 12. 40, 70, tell the story well. 1, a moment, a location, a point in time and space. 2, visible and invisible, beginning and end, BC and AD. 3, the heavens, the earth, and the sea, the past, the present, and the future, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. 4, summer and spring and summer, fall and winter, north and south, east and west. You can see, children, that in each of these numbers, we can have a reference to time and a reference to space, which the very first verse of the Bible has a reference to time in the beginning and a reference to space. God created the heavens and the earth. Number 7 is connected to the book of Revelation, and I have a little song for you today. 7 seals, 7 trumpets, 7 bowls lead to judgment. Are you ready for that final day? Sealed in Christ we are forgiven, saved from wrath and bound for heaven. Jesus is the sinner's only way. Now, I'm not the best singer, children. I can tell you can hear that. But sing along with me all the same and drown me out. 7 seals, 7 trumpets, 7 bowls lead to judgment. Are you ready for that final day? Sealed in Christ we are forgiven, saved from wrath and bound for heaven. Jesus is the sinner's only way. Adam and Eve and the two Cain and Abel, Noah the flood and the Tower of Babel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob our fathers, Sarah, Rebecca, and rivaling mothers, Reuben and Simeon, Levi and Judah, Joseph and Benjamin, 12 sons in all, an unlikely way to answer the fall. And who is Abraham? Well, he's the father of many nations. He's the father of the Jews biologically and the father of all Christians spiritually. He is our example of faith. God promised him land, but he didn't know where. God promised a son, but he didn't know when. Yet Abraham believed in the Lord, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. And God blessed him with sons, like the stars in the heavens, like the dust of the earth, like the sand by the side of the sea. Regarding Abraham, then, God promised him land, but he didn't know where. God promised a son, but he didn't know when. Yet Abraham believed in the Lord, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. And God blessed him with sons, like the stars of the heavens, like the dust of the earth, like the sand by the side of the sea. And may each of you be a son of Abraham through faith, and imitate him who took God at his word. And may you also be blessed in the blessing of Abraham, because in him all the families of the earth will be blessed. And may that be your family too, children. God bless you. Until next time, thank you.